Lloyd Lynch, head of the Lasso Freyr monitoring team, said increased steaming has been observed at the Lasso Freyr volcano at intervals of about half an hour. Mr. Lynch said the team is continuing efforts to restore and enhance its monitoring capacity at the crater to enable it to accurately determine the implications of the increased steaming.
The pattern has been quite similar. It's one of decline. However, there has been more steaming. We've observed that there are periodic bursts of higher level steaming, probably occurring every half an hour or so. It's not regular, but on average every half an hour or so. We don't know if it is caused by probably more water due to an increased level of rainfall. This is why it's important to have some improved monitoring at the crater so we can correlate what this increase in seismic activity is about. And seismic activity as in high frequency vibration.
Mr. Lynch said both seismic activity and gas measurements continue to decline at Lasso Freyr.
On average, we have been recording less than 10 earthquakes over the last 24 hours. There were 11, so slight increase there. Again, the gas monitoring, some gas monitoring was done yesterday, and it returned 352 tons per day. Previous figures were 290, and before that about 500. So here's some fluctuation. The average, overall average is about 550. So the last two readings were below average. So there is some decline there, if you look at the short-term average.
And Mr. Lynch said the stations installed at various locations to monitor the volcano and keep the nation informed are very important and costly. He said there have been instances in the past where persons have tampered with the equipment, and he appealed to Vincentians to desist from engaging in these activities.
What is important in our monitoring of the volcano is to maintain a high level of surveillance and also to have those systems working at all times. The equipment are very costly. A typical station can run you anywhere between $15,000 to $40,000. And we do need to install different type of instruments around the volcano. Now, in the past, we have had incidents of vandalism. So we urge members of the public to leave the equipment alone. As I said, we'll try to secure and maintain the sites by, you know, cleaning around inside and outside these perimeter fences. We hope to put up some proper signage so that those who don't know what the sites are for could learn from the signage. And it's in your interest to not to interfere with the equipment.
Head of the Lasso Freyr monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Freyr volcano update.